All right, back here on the School News Podcast, and once again, happy to be joined by the Superintendent of Minneapolis Public Schools, Dr. Lisa Sales Adams. We have lots to talk about. We're just a few weeks into the school year. Dr. Sales Adams, good to see you and talk to you again. Here we are. We're a couple of weeks now into the school year. Last time we talked, it was just a week or so before the students returned to school. How have things gone so far in these first couple of weeks of the school year for you?
We've gotten off to a really good start. I've had an opportunity to be in buildings, to connect with students, administrators, families, and staff. So excited about the school year still.
Awesome. There's still a lot of really good things to talk about and a lot of really exciting things happening at Minneapolis Public Schools, certainly over the next couple of weeks. Let's get right into the Vision Zero for Youth Leadership Award presentation. A huge honor for MPS and the city of Minneapolis. Why don't you share with our listeners and viewers a little bit about that?
Yeah, so today is a big day. So there will be an award presentation for 2025 Vision Zero for Youth Leadership. And this is a pretty momentous occasion. So it is actually a joint effort between the city of Minneapolis. They're actually being recognized for infrastructure changes like road improvements and lowering the speed limit. And then our district is being jointly recognized for its bike and walk education for our students and for our engagement efforts. So if you think about the Let's Roll that we talk about, where our children are, you know, having an opportunity on the south side of the city and the north side of the city to ride through the city in a safe manner. We have biking and walking education in our schools, and we have bike units where our students actually learn how to ride bikes safely. And then the companion is that when it's Let's Roll, they actually roll through the city of Minneapolis, and the roads are really safe. It's a big community effort, so it's really exciting to be a part of this, and it's going to happen today at Whittier this afternoon.
Awesome. Just wonderful. I was there for the Let's Roll back in the spring, and it was such an exciting time. Just a wonderful event that MPS puts on every year. So shout out to everybody involved in that for sure. Also, Kenwood Elementary has a new outdoor classroom. This is really, really cool. Why don't you share a little bit about that?
Yeah, so for our listeners who may not know what an outdoor classroom is, just think about a classroom without walls, but it's outside in the environment. So this is great to have a new outdoor classroom at Kenwood. So it allows our students and teachers to be out in the element, but students, staff, and the Kenwood PTA actually cut the ribbon for the new classroom on September 6th. And this new space is actually dedicated to kindergarten teacher Kathy Sullivan, who was an MPS exchange teacher on a trip to Sweden. And when she was there, she was inspired about their outdoor living spaces and the way that our students are able to learn out in the environment. So I would encourage, if people want to just kind of keep track of Kenwood and how our students are learning outside, great opportunity.
Awesome. Congratulations to Kenwood Elementary. And obviously, congratulations to teacher Kathy Sullivan as well. Okay, we are talking with Superintendent Dr. Lisa Sales Adams here on the School News Podcast and Jazz 88. And lots more to talk about here. The Farm to School Community Barbecue is coming up just a couple of weeks. That's always an exciting event every year. Why don't you share a little bit more about that?
Well, I'm very excited because this will be my first time being at the community barbecue. So it will be on Wednesday, October 1st from 4 to 6:30 p.m. And it's actually going to be on the north side at our Culinary Wellness and Services Building at 812 Plymouth Avenue. But it's an opportunity for the community to come together and taste delicious foods from our local farmers, where we get a lot of our fresh produce and foods. One thing to note, and I may have mentioned this the last time, one thing that's historic is a corn husking opportunity competition between the farmers, myself, and a selected student. So I haven't had a chance to get myself in condition to be competitive. But last year, it's my understanding that our senior officer, Tom Parent, had a very strong, smart first grade student on his team, and they almost won, but the farmers won out.
That's awesome. So, yeah, you're going to have to get yourself ready to participate in that. That's going to be fun. All right. So a couple more things to bring up here with Dr. Lisa Sales Adams, Superintendent of Minneapolis Public Schools. Dr. Sales Adams, why don't you share about some really important dates to remember coming up here over the next few weeks and a month?
I'd love to. So we are celebrating National Hispanic Heritage Month, September 15th through October 15th with a variety of events. But for example, there is an opening reception and presentation that happened actually yesterday at the Davis Center in our art gallery. And that happened yesterday from 6 to 7:30. And for those of you who have not visited our art gallery, if you've been to the Davis Center at a board meeting, the art gallery is on the outside, but I've had a chance to look at the lovely, vibrant art. And the show was called Luis Fitch, and it's the art of a Mexican artist. And it's one of the brightest, boldest shows that I've ever seen. And I would invite people to come and check that out. But another event that's coming up, just a reminder to our parents and students that there'll be no school Tuesday, September 23rd, in recognition of the number of staff and students who may be absent due to Rosh Hashanah.
All right. Sounds good. A lot of really important events and dates to remember and keep in mind of over the next several weeks. Dr. Sales Adams, love having these conversations with you every month, and looking forward to next month. Looking forward to seeing you in that competition there at the Farm to School Barbecue. Thanks for the time today.
Thank
today.
You,
and we'll talk to you again next month.
Okay, I look forward to it.